The 74-year-old Republican says he is leaving the job that he loves because his health challenges are taking their toll on him, his family, and his staff. Isaacson has Parkinson's disease, which he says is getting worse. He also fractured several ribs in a fall this July, and just this week, doctors removed a mass from his kidneys. Next fall, Georgia's other senator, David Perdue, will be up for re-election. So will Isaacson's replacement, appointed by Governor Brian Kemp. That means every member of Congress from Georgia will be on the ballot in 2020.